Welcome to the Star of the Weekend. I'm Chris McPherson, and this is Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Nelson Agholor has been one of the stars of camp to this point. The third-year player has struggled in his first couple seasons in the league, but maybe he'll finally break through. Another former first-round pick who took some time to gain steam is defensive end Brandon Graham. In 2016, his seventh season, he started all 16 games for the first time in his career. And in fact, he led the entire NFL with a combined 78 sacks, quarterback hurries, and knockdowns. Our Alex Smith goes one-on-one with the second-team All-Pro.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex Eagles training camp in full swing. I am Alex Smith, and the man to my left, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham. Brandon, the live tackling starts going on this week. How good does it feel for you from your position to start hitting some guys here in training camp?
Man, it feels good, kind of knocking the rust off. You know, I haven't hit in over a year, so it's, you know, it feels good to get back to football.
How emotional does it get out there? I mean, you're competitive guys out there. You get offense versus defense. How competitive is it out there?
It's very competitive because right now everything is at our grasp, and all we got to do is go out there and put it on tape and work hard. And I think when it's time to compete, you know, that's really when it's time for us to get better. And I really love the way, you know, we've been competing because you can see a lot of people, you know, are really, you know, hungry, you know, for the season to start because they know it's going to take all of us. And I think we got some good leaders on this team.
What's the mindset of the defense this year? After last year, started out pretty hot, ended up with a 7-9 record. What's the mindset on the defense this year?
The mindset is everybody gets to the ball. Nobody loafs. That means we have to turn and run to the ball, everybody. We don't want to see nobody not scratching and clawing to get to the ball. And I think that's where, you know, we can make some real good plays. When you got 11 guys going to one player with the ball, you can always cause and wreak havoc. And I think we're doing a good job of it so far.
Year two for you and a lot of the other guys in Jim Schwartz's defense. What does that year of experience do for you guys heading into this year?
It helps us work on a lot of things we needed to work on that we kind of missed last year that we couldn't get into because we was spending too much time on learning the technique, learning things that, you know, if we was in the system already, we would know and we would kind of, you know, progress. And I think we've got it now. We know exactly what's the technique. We know what we have to work on. Now it's time to go out there and play together and trust one another because that's really what it is as a defense. You have to trust that your guy is going to do his job the best he can, and you have to do yours. You got to be accountable. And I think that's the next step for us is to make sure that we all are accountable for our one job that we have to do each play.
Brandon, there are some high expectations, especially for the front seven this year. You guys brought in a lot of pieces. When you talk about guys like Chris Long, Derek Barnett, Tim Jernigan, what do those guys bring to this defense?
They bring depth, and they bring, you know, energy. You know, I think you know, in those moments when we need a play, we need the freshest guys out there. And to have a good rotation is what you want. And when you have good guys like that, you know, the sacks goes up and the wins come. And I think, you know, if we keep the mindset of going out there and working hard each and every day, which we have, you know, good things can only happen from that.
Talking about the young guy, Derek Barnett, you've been in his shoes as a first-round pick coming in here as a defensive end. What kind of tips can you give him about becoming a pro?
Just make sure that you listen to whatever the coach is teaching you. You know, don't say too much. Go out there and give it 100% effort because that's what you can control. And get to the ball, you know, and make plays. That's really the bottom line. Get to the ball, make plays, and go 100 miles per hour, even if you're wrong.
When this defense takes the field this year, what are the fans, what should they expect? What are they going to see from you guys as a unit?
Are they going to see a bunch of guys flying around, having fun, and then we're going to sing that fight song at the end of every game.
BG, my last question for you here. Ohio State versus Michigan this year, who has the edge?
Man, you know who got it. Michigan. Go blue, baby.
All right, Brandon Graham, thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Great interview there, Alex. Brandon is one of the most fun personalities inside the locker room. Now, Carson Wentz is not the only former number 2 overall pick on the roster. Chris Long was selected by the St. Louis Rams with the number 2 overall pick back in 2008. In 2016, he won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, and he signed with the Eagles this offseason to add depth at defensive end and bring a veteran presence inside the locker room. Long, the 10th-year player, is the subject of the latest in focus.
Hey, y'all. Hello.
Thank you very much. Can I just say first thank you to Jeffrey, Allie, and Doug for giving me this opportunity.
Chris Long, defensive end. Scheme for me was the number one factor in me coming to Philly. Obviously, there's a lot of positives about the city, the atmosphere, the team being on the rise and all that stuff, but there was a good opportunity to play the kind of football I played for a lot of years in St. Louis, and that was exciting. You know, I think the group has the potential to be a dominant group. Played on a lot of good D-lines before. I can tell that this group has a chance to be extremely disruptive, dominant group.
Let's be great today. Y'all gonna be great today? Get us out of here, BG.
Hey, work on three.
One, two, three, work!
You know, I think Greg Williams and Jim Schwartz have a lot of similarities. I think personality-wise, being hard-nosed, but also players, coaches, and schematically very bright minds in football. Obviously well-known for their, you know, play calling and exotic type blitzes and aggressive attitudes. So they do that well, but they also can joke around and have fun, and players love them.
Blue 80. That a boy. Now we go. That's better job coming out of here, both groups.
I think you're always looking to improve your game. I think for me, I want to improve the things that are going to help me help this team within this scheme. So for me, it's getting back to getting off on the ball, keying the snap count, being quick, aggressive. Whereas last year, I kind of had a year off from that, playing a little bit more of a read scheme. So it's resetting my brain to tailor what we do here. And once you get back at it, it's like riding a bicycle. So it's a lot of fun. I'm hoping I can bring a lot of intensity, you know, passion. You know, I'm excited about the future and what I can do to help the team. We'll see what that role is as training camp progresses. But, you know, for me, I just want to help the team.
Don't forget that this Sunday is the final open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll have details as well as exclusive access to the coaching staff right after this break.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
So you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
Welcome back. Now, if you need a little motivation, a little kickstart to get you going, we mic'd up the coaches during the spring. If this won't get you moving, I don't know if anything will.
Come out of your hips, deliver a violent blow with thumbs up.
There it is.
You're up first. Get out, Trey.
Hit. That's it. Good. Right there.
Good. That boy. Eyes on the right.
What's this going to do? You can't control the block that way.
Yep.
I'm not teaching you to hold, but I'm teaching you to control.
Okay, again, sink those hips now.
Find the football. It's all about the ball. It's all about the ball. Find the ball.
Jump.
Nice. Foot. Bang!
Good.
You see how you're dragging it? You should have just worked. Boom. Push.
Little 80.
Hard.
Good.
See the difference?
Now, you're worried more about releasing than you are about striking, extension, all right?
Woo! All you're doing now, the second phase of that drill, it's like pushing a Volkswagen up a hill. Good drill. Well done. Nice tight hand.
Better good. Water up, big man. Water up.
Good work.
Again, Sunday is the final open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Parking and admission are free. Gates open at 8:30 and practice kicks off at 10. It is Kids Day, so there are plenty of family-friendly activities as well as a chance to go on the field after practice. If you're not able to join us, don't worry. We will live stream portion of the practice on our social media channels. That'll do it for this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us. We will see you on Sunday.